welcome to our video vort for Parshat Yitro. At the start of our Parsha this week, Yitro suggests some Moshe standards for the judges who should join him in judging the nation. And his standards set a high bar. In the Psukim in our Parsha, Yitro says that you should choose Anshei Chayel, men of accomplishment, Yirei Elokim, people who fear Hashem, Anshei Emet, men of truth, and Sonei Vatza, people who resent or reject bribes. These are appropriate aspirational standards for the judges who should lead our people. But the problem is that just a few psukim later, Moshe rejects these standards, at least in part. In a few psukim, when Moshe actually picks the leaders, the Torah says, Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayel Mikol Yisrael. Just pick men of accomplishment and forget all that other stuff. That's very strange. Why shouldn't we pick judges who are men of truth, people who reject bribery, people who fear Hashem? Wouldn't those be exactly the characteristics we look for in our leaders? Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, a prominent Torah personality in Israel who passed away just a few years ago, suggests that Moshe is modeling a process that's something that we could replicate multiple times and replicate even in our own days. Yitro is speaking to Moshe, the greatest prophet who ever lived, and saying, Moshe, you could pick people who are perfect, reliable men of truth. You understand their souls and their essences, and you can tell us who will be the best leaders. And Moshe says that's true, but in future generations it won't always be as clear. And so I have to show a process by which we could pick leaders in every generation. Look at people and look at their accomplishments. In Tanakh we have models of Anshei Chayel, people of accomplishment. Boaz at the beginning of Megillat Rut in the second chapter, at the end of Sefer Mishlei we talk about the Eshet Chayel, who we praise every week on Friday nights. And in the descriptions of those people, we see people of chesed, people of initiative, people who make things happen and do so in a way that reflects character and reflects the pursuit of truth and peace. And when we think about the leaders that we choose to follow, the people who will represent us in our communities, we have to think about their accomplishments. Be like Moshe, look at the chayil that someone produces, look at someone's accomplishments, and find people to lead us whose accomplishments reflect their character. Good Shabbos.